My name is Keith Nitre, and this is my viewpoint. This past Thursday, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski issued a statement that the recent change in the Senate filibuster rules by Democrats was a, quote, power grab plain and simple, unquote. She then went on to say how it saddened her and how the Senate was designed to guard the views and voices of the minority and that the Democrats had now shattered that guardianship. It's interesting to see how time affects some people's memories. I guess she's forgotten that in May of 2005, she wrote an editorial for the Juneau Empire that stated, quote, "Let me make it clear that I support an up or down vote on all nominations brought to the Senate floor, regardless of the president nominating them or which party controls the Senate, and that it is not fair to the nominees to have their lives placed on hold, sometimes in excess of 2 years," unquote. I guess she also forgot that in September of 2010, she told the Juneau Bar Association that, quote, "The Senate rule should be changed to allow the names of judicial nominees to more quickly be moved to a vote," unquote. Or that in December of 2011, she declared, "I stated during the Bush administration that judicial nominations deserved an up or down vote, and my position has not changed simply because there is a different president making the nominations," unquote. This is why I'm absolutely astonished that she suddenly thinks that changing the rules to end Republican obstructionism and actually allow the names of judicial nominees to proceed more quickly to an up or down vote is now somehow dangerous and unpatriotic. All I can say is that it's a sad day when someone you know begins to show signs of memory loss, especially when it's your own senator. It's either that, or the truth is Senator Murkowski thinks we, her constituency, are a bunch of amnesiacs who will forget her hypocrisy and partisan flip-flopping. Now, which of these scenarios is worse, I can't say, but neither bodes well for her trustworthiness, either now or in the future. I'm Keith Nitre, and please remember that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance and participation. Thank you.